From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Thailand expresses support of Indonesia's ASEAN chairmanship. Expect electronic system operators to improve cybersecurity with personal data protection bill ratification. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The Indonesian Foreign Ministry stated that Thai Foreign Minister Don Pramod Winai has expressed his country's support for Indonesia's chairmanship of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, in 2023. Pramod Winai voiced the support during a meeting with Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi on the sidelines of the high-level week of the 77th UN General Assembly in New York on Monday. As reported by Antara, Minister Marsudi, in the written statement released by the Foreign Ministry on Tuesday, pointed out the chairmanship comes while the global and regional conditions are not easy. Support from all ASEAN member states will greatly assist Indonesia in executing its chairmanship. Indonesian Communication and Information Minister Johnny G. Plate has said electronic system operators are expected to improve their defense against cyber attacks following the ratification of the Personal Data Protection Bill. It was said by the minister at the Senayan Parliament Complex on Tuesday, as quoted by Antara. He further said it is also necessary to employ qualified human resources to implement good governance. He also added operators must also have a good and fast organizational system for dealing with cyber attacks targeting their respective systems. Next, we have Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi, who supports efforts for Kuala Namu International Airport, Deli Serdang, North Sumatra, to function as a flight hub to the ASEAN and South Asia to seize opportunities in increasing passengers and cargo. This was conveyed by Minister Sumadi during the conclusion of the National Seminar on Kuala Namu as an International Liaison in ASEAN Challenges and Realizations through Zoom on Tuesday, as quoted by Antara. The minister opined that since some normalcy was observed in the current situation after the COVID-19 pandemic had struck, it was the right time for Kuala Namu to function as a hub for international flights. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Finance Ministry, which is planning to disburse 95 trillion rupiah in budget funds to support national food security in 2023. In the field of food security, Indonesia will set aside the budget to encourage food access and quality. This was pointed out by Director General of Budget at the Finance Ministry, Isa Rahmatawarta, at a working meeting with the Budget Committee of the House of Representatives on Tuesday, as reported by Antara. Now we move to the international news. Singapore and India have agreed to cooperate in several new areas, ranging from food and energy security, green technology to digital connectivity. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Deputy Prime Minister Lawrence Wong on Tuesday stated, speaking to journalists after a five-day visit to India, he said the inaugural India and Singapore Ministerial Roundtable can serve as the platform for regular meetings between both sides and to coordinate new areas of partnership moving forward. We continue with a United States Navy warship and a Canadian frigate carried out a routine transit through the Taiwan Strait on Tuesday, the U.S. and Canadian military said, an operation which comes amid heightened military tensions between Beijing and Taipei. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, China condemned the mission, saying its forces warned the ships. In recent years, U.S. warships, and on occasion those from allied nations such as Britain and Canada, have routinely sailed through the strait, drawing the ire of China, which claims Taiwan over the objections of the island's democratically elected government. We end the news with the Chinese government on Monday, September 19, issued draft regulations that aim to bolster tourism along its border and make it easier for some foreigners to enter China. As reported by CNN.com, according to a draft policy document released by China's Ministry of Culture and Tourism on Monday, tour groups organized by travel agencies in China's border areas will be able to choose their port of entry and exit flexibly. China has shut its borders to foreign tourists since the COVID-19 pandemic began in 2020, only allowing certain groups of foreign nationals to enter the country, such as those holding valid visas. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian Foreign Minister welcomes UN steps to ensure food and fertilizer supply from Ukraine and Russia. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi met the Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations UNSG, Head of Humanitarian Aid Martin Griffiths, to discuss the implementation of the Black Sea Initiative, or BSI, and developments in Myanmar. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and UNSG Martin Griffiths re-emphasized the importance of implementing BSI, particularly to assist developing countries in securing food and fertilizer supplies for their people. UNSG Griffiths delivered several updates regarding wheat export, which have been successfully exported from Russia. Moreover, the communication of Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi with UNSG Griffiths was charred out regularly from the beginning of the impact of food was felt as a result of the war in Ukraine. The intensive communication was also done ahead of President Joko Widodo's visit to Kyiv and Moscow at the end of last June. During the discussion, Foreign Minister Ratno affirmed the importance of food export from Ukraine and wheat and fertilizers from Russia in order to reach developing countries. Besides discussing the implementation of BSI, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and UNSG Griffiths also discussed humanitarian assistance in Myanmar. They agreed it was important to ensure that humanitarian assistance was received by all Myanmar people who needed it, without discrimination. They also agreed to synergize humanitarian assistance from ASEAN and UN to Myanmar. Then Indonesia will become ASEAN chair in 2023. Regarding Afghanistan, they further discussed the humanitarian situation in Afghanistan, which is not improving. UNSG welcomes Indonesia's role in promoting communication with ulama in Afghanistan and encouraging the promotion of the right to education for women in Afghanistan. Well, listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on September 21, 2001 about International Day of Peace. Every year, International Day of Peace is observed around the world on September 21st. In the General Assembly of the United Nations on September 28, 2001, Resolution number 55/282 was approved, which stipulates September 21st as the International Day of Peace. The commemoration is aimed at strengthening the ideals of peace, both within and among all nations and peoples. This year's International Day of Peace theme is End Racism, Build Peace. Moving on to the event on September 21, 1991, when Armenia became independent from the Soviet Union. In 1813 and 1828, Armenia was made part of the Russian Empire. Soviet-controlled Armenia was then merged with Georgia and Azerbaijan into the Transcaucasian Soviet Socialist Republic in 1922 and 1936. In 1991, Armenia declared independence from the Soviet Union. We end today in history with an event on September 21, 1999 about earthquake in Taiwan. On September 21, 1999, Taiwan was rocked by a powerful earthquake with a magnitude of 7.3. This earthquake killed more than 2,000 people and injured more than 11,000 people. In memory of the earthquake, a Kuang Fu school was turned into an earthquake museum. Wufeng Earthquake Museum was first opened on February 13, 2001. This museum is also known as the Museum for Memorizing Earthquakes. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cipta oleh waktu hanya
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia highlights ministers of Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, encourage full implementation and acceleration of the RCEP Secretariat in Jakarta. Deputy Minister of Trade of the Republic of Indonesia, Jerry Sambuaga, and Minister of Trade and Export Growth of New Zealand, Phil Twyford, chair the meeting of ministers of economy from 15 signatory countries of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, agreement. The meeting took place in Siem Reap, Cambodia, on Saturday, in the middle of the 54th ASEAN Economic Ministers Meeting. As quoted by the press release of the Ministry of Trade.go.id on Sunday, Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga at the meeting conveyed that Indonesia had completed the ratification process of the ASEAN Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership RCEP agreement on 30th August 2022. He also explained Indonesia will immediately notify the ASEAN Secretariat and, in parallel, will immediately finalize its implementing regulations. The meeting is the first meeting of the RCEP ministers since the RCEP agreement came into effect on January 1, 2022. Jerry Sambuaga further conveyed Indonesia targets the RCEP agreement to be implemented by the end of this year. He also said currently the Indonesian government has also intensified various outreach activities to raise public awareness about RCEP. At the beginning of the meeting, the ministers exchanged views on the implementation of RCEP and effort to improve regional integration. The ministers also encouraged the full implementation of RCEP by all signatory countries this year. By consensus, almost all RCEP countries supported the establishment of the RCEP Secretariat as special unit within the ASEAN Secretariat in Jakarta. It is considered the most effective and efficient option at present. Jerry Sambuaga expects an interim RCEP Secretariat to be formed as soon as possible to provide full support and ensure the effective implementation of RCEP. Moreover, Jerry explained the location of the RCEP Secretariat in Jakarta will confirm the strategic position Indonesia as the initiator and as also the chairman of the RCEP negotiations. At the meeting, Director of ASEAN Negotiations Ministry of Trade Dina Kurniasari, as alternate chair of the RCEP Joint Committee, reported to the ministers on the progress achieved since the entry into force of this mega free trade area agreement, as well as various issues that still require direction from ministers. Well, listener, that's My Indonesia.
Terus berseru menahan. jatuh dari surga. Kau malaikat yang tak bersayap jatuh dari surga. Surga. Semua berubah sejak kau ada di dunia. Aku tak menyangka, tapi aku percaya. Dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semua nyata. Kulihat keajaiban. Kau jatuh dari surga. Kau jatuh dari surga. Kau malaikat yang tak bersayap jatuh dari surga.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Tekaan Telu Waterfall is one of the waterfalls located in Tomohon North Sulawesi. This waterfall has many names, such as Regesan Waterfall. Tekaan Telu Regesan Waterfall are also known as Tinor Waterfall. This waterfall is one of the favorite natural attractions in Tomohon, because here you can see the beautiful scenery and feel the cool nature once you set foot in the Tinor Waterfall. This beautiful waterfall is located at the foot of Mount Empung so that you can feel the green and cool ambience. The tourism object is also clean, so it is very appropriate for tourists to relax. This waterfall is called Tinor Waterfall because of its location in Tinor village, Tomohon. It has a natural beauty that is so alluring to visit. Rows of waterfalls rush from above. You can see green trees around the area because it is at the foot of Mount Empung. And of course, It will create a beautiful atmosphere typical of green nature. This natural tourism attraction has been supported by the local government so that this waterfall has many facilities, including a food stall with a variety of delicious menus. The distance of this natural tourism location is about 16 kilometers from the downtown of Manado. The access to Kinor Waterfall is also very easy and comfortable because the road has been covered with asphalt. Afterwards, you will walk a little towards the waterfall. This natural tourism destination is fully supported by the Tomohon local government, which makes the leading tourism spot. The tour at the foot of Mount Empung, with a height of about 1,340 meters above sea level, has many variations. Besides the waterfall, there is also a place for camping. The local people often call Mount Empung as the twin of Mount Lokon. Because of its strategic and natural position, Kinor Waterfall is always visited by a lot of people, especially on school holidays. This place is often used as a place for study tours or extracurricular activities like scouts, Bible camp, or the Youth Red Cross.
Tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku?
Namun
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about the clinic, which means at the clinic. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Jadi Saya Harus Mengambil Nomor Antrian Dahulu. Jadi Saya Harus Mengambil Nomor Antrian Dahulu, which means, so I have to take the queue number first. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a clinic officer. The clinic officer asks Dev to take the queue number. Then Dev confirms the instruction by repeating the officer's statement. Let's listen to the conversation.
Silahkan ambil nomor antrean terlebih dahulu.
Jadi, saya harus mengambil nomor antrean dahulu.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Jadi, jadi. Which means so. Saya, saya, which means I. Harus, harus, which means should. Nomor antrian, which means queue number. Dahulu, dahulu, which means first. Jadi, saya harus mengambil nomor antrian dahulu. Jadi, saya harus mengambil nomor antrian dahulu, which means so, I have to take the queue number first. In the conversation, you hear the question, Jadi, saya harus mengambil nomor antrian dahulu. Jadi, saya harus mengambil nomor antrian dahulu. Which means, so, I have to take the queue number first. The question repeats the statement by the clinic officer as a confirmation. To confirm an instruction or a request, you can repeat the interlocutor's instruction in the form of a question, which begins with the word jadi, jadi, which means so. To confirm an instruction, you can use the word ya, ya, which means isn't it, or do I. Benar, benar, or betul, betul, which means right, at the end of the question. Let's listen to the other examples to confirm something. Ya, ya, which means isn't it, am I, or do I. Saya harus daftar dahulu ya. Saya harus daftar dahulu ya. Which means I have to register first, do I. Benar, benar, which means right. Jadi, saya harus daftar dahulu, benar? Jadi, saya harus daftar dahulu, benar? Which means, I have to register first, right? Betul, betul, which means right. Jadi, dari sini, saya pergi ke ruang periksa, betul? Jadi, dari sini, saya pergi ke ruang periksa, betul? So, after this, I go to the examination room, right? Besides going to the clinic to get medical treatment, Indonesian people can go to Puskesmas. Puskesmas stands for Pusat Kesehatan Masyarakat. Pusat Kesehatan Masyarakat, which means Community Health Center. Puskesmas is a state-owned medical treatment place at the district level. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Silahkan ambil nomor antrean terlebih dahulu.
Jadi, saya harus mengambil nomor antrean dahulu.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cintai aku begitu.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from Manado, North Sulawesi, entitled Papa Kasih Tinggal. The song tells about an incomplete family. Tens of years ago, when he was young, his father left his family. When the child missed his father, the mother comforted the child. When he is an adult, the child can earn a living on his own and live happily with his beloved mother. When the father finally wants to return, the mother refuses him. Alright listener, here is the song Papa Kasih Tinggal from Manado, North Sulawesi, presented by Tilman Sisters. Happy listening!
Kita masih kecil.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ada satu nona-nona di sebelah kita berumah. Sehari dia pergi berjalan, dia memang dia jaga takut-takut berjalan, berjalan sendiri. Kalau kita bakaran, dia cuma tertawa. Hei, satu kali sore-sore berjalan, nyana sangka-sangka torang dua baku dapat di jalan. Kalau dia memalu, kita jaga sing-sing panona. Masih ada di rumah, dia balas kamari setengah marah-marah.
Jangan ada gara-gara pak kita, nanti mama marah. Jangan ada paksa-paksa pak kita, nanti kita kunci pintu.
Doe nona, capang ada begitu. Kita cuma sedu
Indonesia.
Saudara, hidup jauh di merasa sendiri jauh deng saudara. Pagi sekali soba jalan, malam kerja. Tak datang sana, tak datang sini, nyanda lecar apa. Sampai serupa tak ada berjalan, tak putar-putar balik, dong cuma jabilang nyanda. Sana kita ngopi mana, pusing kepala kita sonin tahu. Lebih baik kita pulang balik kampung. Di sana torang bapa saudara jaga baku tolong, biar jodoran mau bilang apa kita mau pulang balik, biar jodoh
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.